Vatican Radio and Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi has given the following comment on the Vatican's message to Chinese Catholics. There is no doubt that the past months have been particularly difficult for Chinese Catholics. A seriously illegitimate episcopal ordination and holding of the National Assembly of Catholic Representatives, wanted by the state to impose its leadership to the church community, have resulted in the firm response of the Holy See in defense of the church to live according to its nature and its mission, and has caused a situation of tension and confusion in the church community. The message addressed by the Commission for the Catholic Church in China, established by the Pope, met in the Vatican a few days ago. It thus offers itself as a reference point in a crisis situation. We can draw guidance and spirit from a few main points. First, the critical situations and events are described clearly and lucidly assessed in the light of Catholic doctrine, the serious illegality of the episcopal ordination of Chengde and the ministry thereby, the need to reaffirm loyalty to the Pope and to repair the scandal and heal the open wounds in the ecclesial community, the unacceptability from the Catholic viewpoint of organisms imposed by the state for the guidance of the Church. There is no denying that these things weigh on the future, causing serious concern in the fear that similar situations may be repeated in the many currently vacant dioceses. Nevertheless, the message reveals a sincere closeness, which is necessarily accompanied by a call for strict adherence to canon law in the awareness of the difficulties and suffering of situations, and to relay a real encouragement rooted in the spiritual experience of ecclesial communion nourished by assiduous prayer. In this realistic but undaunted perspective, the conviction that the solution to the various problems of the Church in China, such as the appointment of bishops or the reorganization of ecclesiastical provinces, lies in sincere and respectful dialogue with civil authorities is repeatedly expressed. This would contribute much to the harmonious society and the common good that everyone longs for, beginning with the Catholics. The Holy See's openness to this dialogue is again reaffirmed in the hope of finding a similar openness on the other side. The message is characterized by frequent and extensive quotations of the Pope's famous 2007 letter to the Church in China, which is explicitly referred to as the key reference document to guide the path of the ecclesial community in this time of great social change and crucial pastoral challenges. In the background, one glimpses the epochal phenomena of urbanization and the depopulation of the countryside, as well as recent natural disasters that have sorely tried the population, but it also explicitly evokes a generous commitment of priests, religious and faithful, who need appropriate formation to be able to give an effective Christian witness to meet the challenges of the times. The message concludes with two observations which may escape a superficial reading, but they are very important for those capable of reading it from a spiritual perspective. First, the Pope insisted strongly on the value of prayer to support the unity and vitality of the Church in China, and to show it the solidarity of the universal Catholic community. Then, the message gives the justifiably joyful news of the opening of the beatification process for Paul Zhu Guangqi by the Diocese of Shanghai, a non-believer and high-ranking imperial official of profound culture, a great and faithful servant of his country and its people. Zhu Guangqi was one of the first disciples of Father Matteo Ricci, who introduced Christianity in China in the modern era in fruitful dialogue with Chinese culture. Looking at Zhu Guangqi and his exemplary life, the Chinese, Catholics and others, will understand that there is no contradiction and no risk in being Chinese and Catholic. Indeed, it is possible to be great Chinese and good Catholics. From the past, a great light of hope for the China of today and tomorrow.